It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All the podcasts and most recent op-eds can be found there. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. It is Election Day, my friends. This is one of the most important days, I believe, in the history of America. The choice is very clear. Are we going to choose the American idea of liberty and personal responsibility and opportunity? Or are we going to start down that road or continue the road that the far left is dragging the Democrat Party? And that is destruction and dependency. The choice is very clear. Be sure and check out my website. Rick Turnquest and I did a voter's guide and went through all of the different issues that are on the Colorado ballot. And I know that many people are still voting today. That is a handy tool to have as you complete your ballot. And we make the case for voting Republican for this particular election cycle and stay involved with those that you elect, those elected representatives. And we also name the cruel 17, the 17 House Democrats here in Colorado that voted to let people die alone during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, China virus reaction disruption. And we also give a very detailed, a good explanation of Colorado finances. There's a lot of information there, and you can find that at Kim Munson. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com. There is, I always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with, and that is Zach, Keith, Patty, Charlie, producer Steve, and I thank each of you listeners as well. You're each treasured, valued. You have a purpose. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And remember that we have a civic duty, and that is to vote and vote responsibly. And interestingly enough, there's been two groups that many times has not voted, and that has been Christians, evangelical Christians, and veterans. And we have a civic duty to make sure that we vote. So make sure that you have your vote in by 7 o'clock today. Our inspiration and wisdom for today goes back to basically our founding father, and that is George Washington. He was born in 1732. He died in 1799. And he said, "Truth will ultimately prevail. Where there are pains, taken to bring it to light." Again, truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains taken to bring it to light. And that is what we do every day here, is to search for truth and bring that forward so that you can have the tools to converse with your sphere of influence, your friends, your family, and your colleagues about these important issues that are facing our country. I think for too long, we've been told, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, when the far left was actually talking about politics, talking about religion, and moving forward public policy. And we, in our good manners, let that occur. And Donald Trump has taken a stand against this, and God willing, he will be reelected president of the United States. It is so interesting to me that the elites in many of the big blue-run cities are hiring armed guards for possible Election Day unrest. This is from Fox News, and it says, New York's ultra-rich are quietly preparing for civil unrest on Election Day by hiring armed guards to stand watch over their luxury Manhattan buildings. At the Time Warner Center on Columbus Circle, where the penthouse is going for $62.5 million, managers are deploying off-duty cops. Can you believe that? Off-duty cops with submachine guns to stand watch while other wealthy city enclaves are also beefing up protection for residents. Everyone is worried about security, an insider told the Post. Every top building is adding security. It's out of control. We hope it won't be needed, but we will be ready. And is it that it will only be needed if one candidate wins, not if the other candidate wins? I think that we all need to take a real gut check and say, would we want to elect people that are basically saying, if you don't elect me, we are going to destroy your private property. I think that we want to elect people that would protect our private property. And I find this absolutely amazing. I saw last night on one of the shows that Candace Owens had said that many of these buildings that are putting up plywood on their windows are also then spray painting on the plywood Black Lives Matter. And quite frankly, I think that they are putting that there so that the thugs that were going to tear things up, that they would pass over their buildings, if you will. And again, I think we have to ask the question, do we want our country controlled through this kind of leadership? I think the answer on that is absolutely not. Another thing that I found very interesting, this is from justthenews.com. Patty found this. It says, New York Governor Cuomo orders all visitors to get tested for coronavirus before entering the state. And it says that they'll be required to show proof of a recent negative coronavirus test, then quarantine for 3 days. The Democrat governor said that enforcement of the new rules, now the strictest in the nation, will be executed at the local level by health department workers. The rule will not apply to daily commuters. And I find this absolutely fascinating, my friends. Isn't this far-left Democrat Party the ones that said that we needed to have an open border on the southern border of the United States? But yet now we have a far-left governor who says that you have to prove that you have had a negative coronavirus test to enter their state. And New York is in major decline as it is. I used to go back to New York on a regular basis, and I really loved the city. And the city now is like, my understanding is Times Square is like a ghost town. And they are destroying some of our beautiful cities like San Francisco, Chicago, New York. From an economic standpoint, what Cuomo is doing to the businesses there, it's absolutely mind-boggling. And I think we have Chris Cantwell on the line with us right now. Chris Cantwell is a valued partner of the Kim Munson Show, and he is also with Trans World Business Advisors. They buy and sell, or help people buy and sell businesses. Chris Cantwell, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am good. And it is Election Day. What are your thoughts on the election, Chris Cantwell?
I'll tell you what. My heart and soul and prayers are with all small business owners in this country, because the boot of government is always on their throats, and it's looking like they really, in terms of taxes and capital gains and more regulations and mandates and edicts, and government's doing everything they can to just hurt these businesses. And politically, they say, oh, it's the big corporations that we're going after, while the big corporations are writing them all kinds of checks and saying, yeah, you can say that, but we know that's not really going to happen. But the little guy, the mom and pop, the brick and mortar business owners, they're the ones that get squeezed. They're the ones that feel the pain. And these aren't rich people. They've got businesses that do well, and then they get taxed as if they're keeping all the profits of this business, but they're not. That's just not how it works. And, people just don't understand economics. They really don't understand that there's no such thing as free. And when the government says, we're going to give you this for free, well, the government can't give you a dollar that it doesn't take from somebody else. And the people that it says it's protecting are the people that are taking the most from. And I feel for those little guys today, and I'm hoping for the best, and I'm hoping for freedom and liberty for them, and an ability to continue to live the American dream and do what they want to do, and go on and control their own destinies and create products and services that other people value because it makes their lives better. And that's what they do.
Chris Cantwell, you're in the business of helping people buy and sell their businesses that they have built up, or possibly somebody may have just gotten out of corporate America and they may be looking for a business to buy. People, I don't think, understand that big business and big government like each other, because big government can make rules and regulations that favor big businesses and can hurt others. And we saw this through the COVID-19 Wuhan virus, China virus reaction disruption, when we saw that the big boxes were open, but as you mentioned, the heavy boot of government closed down these entrepreneurial businesses, saying that they were not essential. And that reaction should strike fear in the hearts of each and every freedom-loving American.
I completely agree. And I think people just don't realize and don't see it. And, you know, there's millions of these small businesses out there, but they don't have a voice. They don't have the big corporate voice and the big corporate paychecks that they can or corporate checks that they can give, you know, in lieu of, hey, I need this to land my way. Can you make sure? And yeah, you can say we're bad people, but we know you're really not going to do that to us, right? Wink, wink. So, you know, it's the swamp. There are people right now that want to save the swamp. We need bureaucrats to run this country. And the alternative says, no, we need business people to run this country, and let's drain the swamp. And that's what's on the table. We keep in the swamp and keeping bureaucrats running our lives, or are we going to drain it and say we've had enough?
I hope and pray that the American people will say that we've had enough, because if, in fact, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would happen to win this election, what that would do to our economy, to everyday hardworking people, it would be absolutely devastating. And God willing, Donald Trump will be reelected today.
I agree. Absolutely.
Hey, Chris Cantwell, if people are interested in buying or selling a business, what is the best way to reach you?
Yeah. So if you've got a business and you're thinking about retiring or doing something different, or if you're in a distressed situation, like we know many, many people are right now, give me a call. I can talk to you about some solutions and some remedies and what the market's looking like for your business. And you can reach me at 844-SELL-BIZ, B-I-Z, 844-SELL-BIZ, or all of my contact information is on the KimMonson.com website.
And you are a valued partner of the show. I greatly appreciate it, Chris Cantwell. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, and another one of my great partners is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations located right here in Colorado. They have Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And they have all kinds of fun specials. They have game day specials for football. They have to-go specials. If you are going to have some people over tonight to watch the results of the election, they've got a really great party pack to go with all kinds of great things on that. And then they also have lunch specials. And I was over a few weeks ago, and they have great fish and chips, and that is on their lunch specials. So for more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. This is Kim Munson. We will be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
God bless America.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there as well. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast. And we would appreciate it if you would go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. I am pleased to have on the line with me a candidate for House District 1 here in Colorado, Samantha Cook. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Good to talk to you again.
Yes. And your opponent that you are running against is one of, I've named them the Cruel 17. There are 17 House Democrats that voted to let people die alone during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, China virus reaction disruption. I can't think of anything much crueler than doing that. And I cannot believe, or letting people die alone. And I cannot believe that there were 17 House Democrats that voted to let that happen. Your opponent is one of the cruel 17, and you are one of the compassionate alternative to this.
Yes, absolutely. And it really is interesting, because I think this one bill alone really does highlight kind of why I decided to run in the first place, not being listened to and really having no line between what should be political and what's not. And when it comes to things like even the most basic human decency, when we can't even count on our elected officials to separate their political agenda from that, then we know we really need to change our leadership.
It is time, and we need to get some balance. If, in fact, mm-hmm. John Hickenlooper would win over Cory Gardner, we would have, I think, almost complete Democrat control of our state. And we've seen very radical things happen this last legislative session. If, mm-hmm. if in fact, it ends up with Democrat control again, I think we'll be off to the races for even worse stuff.
Oh, I completely agree. And I mean, just watching our Democrat legislature this year alone, as I've said many times on social media and in posting, I've separated our Democrat officials from our Democrat voters, because I think there are a lot of Democrat voters that still believe in the foundation of America, whereas our leadership really seems to adhere to these really far left values. And the more they take over our state and our legislature, the further left that we go. And a lot of people are not comfortable with that. And again, but they're not really listening to what people want right now.
Well, and Colorado has become so radical. And an issue that is on the ballot, which is, Proposition 115, which would end late-term abortions here mm-hmm. in Colorado, it's interesting to me that I can't believe that there's people that would actually be opposed to that, but they are. And in fact, a friend of mine texted me today and said that about 11 o'clock last night, she heard a car pull up in front of her house, and the person got out and took her yes on 115 sign, mm-hmm. and she couldn't get downstairs fast enough to turn the light on. But I find that absolutely astounding that there are those that would do that.
Oh, I agree. And this bill, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is that Colorado is one of only seven states that has no restrictions on abortions at all, none. And I even sat in the legislature or in a testimonial meeting talking about providing medical care to babies born alive from failed abortions. And all of our Democrat legislature voted no on providing that medical care. We know that the later that babies are aborted, the higher chance that they have of being born alive. So really, there's no limits on even providing any care to these babies just for the sole reason that they weren't wanted in the first place. And that's not something I think Colorado should be known for.
I totally agree on that, and I'm hoping that 115 does pass, which would end late-term abortions here in Colorado as well. We're talking about compassion. Mm-hmm. What I see happening in Colorado is there's a lot of cruel stuff that has cruel, C-R-U-E-L, mm-hmm. Stuff that's been going on. Samantha, we've got probably a couple of minutes. How is your campaign going? What does everything look like?
Cautiously optimistic. I'm running in Denver. I know that's a tough place to be a Republican candidate. But I also think, people are ready to see some changes in Colorado. And it's not necessarily that I think we've got a bunch of Democrats turning Republican, but I think we have Democrats and unaffiliated voters that are looking at, kind of the tone we've seen across our country and not being represented effectively and not being heard, and they're willing to at least listen to the other side. So I think if there's a shot to flip some seats red, and mine in particular in Colorado, I think this is the year that's going to happen.
Well, I think so. And as you mentioned, this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK. It's not the Democrat Party of your grandpa and your grandmother. This is a Democrat Party that is lurching so far to the left. And ultimately, they talk about socialism, and people think that, socialism means people get free stuff. That is just the carrot to get people to vote for socialism. And then once that's in, people do have to work to keep the wheels going. The only difference is under socialism, people work, but they don't get to keep their private property, most of the fruits of their labor. Whereas with the American dream, which is what's so great, is people can start their own businesses and they can work, keep most of the fruits of their labor, and have private property. That is the big difference, Samantha Cook.
I completely agree. And just real quick, I don't know if you saw the national ad that Kamala Harris put out, but I think this is, you know, a lot of our Democrat legislature in Colorado supports her. But basically the ad indicated, you know, it's about equality of outcomes, which is, it's not the same as equality of opportunity, where we, you know, basically government, as we've seen in this pandemic, decides what's essential and decides what our work is worth and who gets what. So, you know, that's just not, that's not right. And that's not what our country was founded upon. It was founded upon the opposite, because people can do so much more for themselves than government can do for them.
Well, and on that, my friends, I'd recommend a vote for Samantha Cook. How can people get information about you?
Go to my website at samantha4coloradovalues.com. It's all spelled out. Check out my website. I'm active on Facebook and Twitter. And reach out if you need clarification on the issues. But get out and vote today for sure.
Get out and vote for sure. Thank you so much, Samantha.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Okay. And on the line with me is Douglas County Commissioner Laura Thomas. She is running for re-election. Laura, welcome to the show.
And I was going to say good morning. I'm so used to it. Good afternoon.
And people need to get out and vote. And you have been working very hard for Douglas County businesses, Douglas County individuals. Where are we at with all the work that you've been doing, Laura Thomas?
Well, we were one of the first counties to get open on May 22nd. We got our churches, our gyms, our restaurants open. You know, we just got off a phone call with Tri-County Health, and they're telling us we've got positivity rate over 300, and we need to be careful. And I'm very concerned they're going to start shutting our businesses down again. And so, you know, we just need to have people who are going to work with Tri-County Health to make sure that we do not ruin our way of life.
Well, and Laura, you tweeted something yesterday that I thought was interesting, that I think Kaiser Permanente dumped 3 weeks of data into 1 week. That's going to skew the numbers.
Right. They dumped 20 days of data into one entry, and that will affect Douglas County's data through November 9th. Dr. Douglas told us on the call today that it might have upped it as much as 15%. And so, we're reading and hearing all these things about case positivity rates. And, you know, I think what we are really stressing is let's pay attention to the severity. I just got off a phone call from someone who said he had a physical. They tested him and said, hey, you've got the antibodies. You had COVID. And he has no idea when he's had COVID because he never felt any differently. But if we look at severity, we lost one in August, one in September, two in October. And we were at Sky Ridge last week. They told us they have 21 in the hospital, but five are from out of state. And so I think we just really need to balance the severity of what's going on with our livelihoods and our routine lives.
And looking at the facts, you're doing the work, Laura Thomas, to understand the real data and hold people accountable. And you are the choice for Douglas County Commissioner. How can people help you today? I know the main thing is vote.
Right. If you have not yet voted, I would fill my ballot out, and I would hand carry it to one of the Douglas County drop boxes. If you don't know where those are, you can go to my website, laurathomas.org, LORA thomas.org. We have a button there that will show you where the closest drop box is. You can't go in person to vote, but let me tell you, they are going to print you a ballot just like you have in your hand already. Have you fill it out there and put it in a drop box at one of the voting in-person stations. So there's no difference between doing that and taking your paper ballot to a county drop box.
Okay, and yes, everybody has a civic duty, a civic responsibility to vote, and vote responsibly. If you don't know the issues, if you don't know the candidates, either become informed. You can go to my website, kimmunson.com, for our voter's guide. You can do the research on the candidates. Time is a wasting, though. You need to get that done. But vote responsibly. If you don't vote responsibly and know what's going on, then you have a responsibility not to vote. Again, how can people get more information about you, Laura Thomas?
My website is laurathomas.org. I have been a county commissioner for 4 years. Before that, I was the coroner, reduced the budget by a third. Before that, I spent 26 years serving the citizens of this county with the Colorado State Patrol.
Laura Thomas, thank you so much, and good luck.
God bless you and your listeners, Kim. Thank you.
And now on the line with me is Carrie Gutierrez. She is running for, it's House District 30. Carrie, you are challenging one of the, I call them the Cruel 17, one of those Democrats down at the House that voted to let people die alone. Give us an update. Today's Election Day. Where are you at?
Well, we are out there just getting out the vote. We've been walking, sending messages out. I know they've been calling us in our district, and that's all we can do is go there and do the best we can and hope.
Okay, it is very important today for people to make sure that they vote. And how can people get a little bit more information about you, Carrie Gutierrez?
They can go on my website at CarrieGutierrezHD30.com, and they can visit my Facebook page at Carrie for House. And, so that's how they can look my information up.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to have you on to let people know that you are challenging one of the Cruel 17, one of those Democrats that voted to let people die alone. And as people are filling out their ballot today, Carrie Gutierrez is the compassionate choice and would highly recommend that you mark that box. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, it is finally Election Day.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I am good. We've been waiting for this day for quite some time, Jason, and what are the markets saying about this?
Well, the markets are surprisingly strong today. The Dow is up about 570 points, NASDAQ's up, S&P, across the board we're seeing strong gains, Kim. Part of it's being attributed to a general, maybe a feeling that we're going to know the outcome sooner rather than later, and that it won't drag on for days or weeks or months. So hopefully that will be true. Also, we had strength yesterday as the manufacturing numbers were much, much stronger than expected, both here in the U.S. and China. So that is helping the markets as well. One thing, Kim, I would caution on is that most of the indexes are still below their 50-day moving averages, even with the big moves today. That could be a level of resistance. And unfortunately, both yesterday and today, with these large moves we're seeing, we didn't see a big commensurate increase in trading volume either yesterday or today. So, you know, the big institutions are not piling in and snapping up shares of stock at these higher prices. So that lends a little note of caution, not to be a bummer or, you know, whatever, but I'm just calling it the way I see it.
Okay. Well, now, once we get through this election, there's going to be a lot of things that people can do between now and the end of the year. And of course, depending on the election results, it may be more timely or not, but people can reach you and your colleagues at Presidential Wealth Management to do a discovery session. I'd recommend they do that between now, soon, because if every dollar that you can save and not have to pay in taxes is a dollar in your pocket, and I know that you can help people out with that, Jason McBride.
Well, absolutely. Taxes are a big part of the equation, whether you're just investing or whether it's in retirement. So it's good to be aware of them. It's good to plan for them. And it's always good to assume that they're going to be higher in the future and take action while you're still able to do so. So thank you, Kim. And again, to talk to one of our fantastic advisors, give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600. Or check us out on the web at AIR, that's A-I-R, presidential.com.
Thanks so much, Jason, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a wonderful show, Kim.
And we'll be right back with Larry Parman.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
From the mountains to the prairies.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and indeed, God bless America. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. That is KimMunson.com, and you will get the first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our most recent podcasts. On the line with me is Larry Parman. He is the former Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce, the former Oklahoma Secretary of State, and he's chairman of the board of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. One of their main projects is protecting the Electoral College. Larry Parman, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you as well. It is Election Day. What are your thoughts on the election?
Well, is there an election today?
Yes, there is.
Well, I listened to Jason before I joined you, and I liken today as the American people having the opportunity to complete the jigsaw puzzle. We know, for example, if you can imagine that picture of a jigsaw puzzle in front of you, we kind of know how the left side of it's built with Washington, Oregon, and California. We know how the upper right-hand corner is built, and we know how a number of pieces are put in place throughout the country. So we have some missing pieces. And so today is going to be all about how people in those various states decide to come down in this election, which is basically a state-by-state, winner-take-all system, as you mentioned, in the Electoral College. And I echo Jason's thoughts to some extent. I think people have been horrified by the riots and the looting. And I think those who have committed those acts have basically commandeered some justifiable concerns, you know, about race relations in the country. But I think there have been a lot of people who have been sitting on the sideline watching this, and I think they're going to express themselves in full bloom. We've seen tremendously long lines. And if I had to make a prediction, I would say that the jigsaw puzzles are going to fall in place for Donald Trump.
I find it absolutely astounding, Larry Parman, that we have those on the left that are saying if the left does not get their way, then they are going to riot and destroy things. And that is extortion of the American people, I think.
Well, it's horrifying. And it's I hate to use a cliche like it's not the American way. But the value and the beauty of having a combination of a republic and a democracy operating together, technically a republic, you know, most people go to work and they achieve through the legislative process and through voter participation and citizen participation policies that they believe in, and they get them accomplished by those means. You know, when people resort to violence and looting, I mean, now we take on the hue of Venezuela and other Latin American countries and other countries throughout the world. And I get it that sometimes people are frustrated, but there is a method by which you can go about achieving your aims. The left for years has fought against their inability to achieve things legislatively by asking the courts to legislate. That's not the proper role of a court. I'm an attorney. Courts should not legislate. Their purpose in our system is to interpret the laws and be sure they satisfy the standards of the Constitution. So it is. I mean, it's frightening. And but that's their strategy. That's their technique. And we're going to have to deal with that one way or the other. And if they choose that as their means of expressing themselves, they're going to have to pay the price.
Well, and we need to do this as bringing people to account on this destruction. And this destruction, not only the physical destruction, but the destruction of hopes and dreams. There, I think that's even worse than the physical destruction. Early on, there was a woman, I think it was in Brooklyn, that she had an accent, so an immigrant. She had I think it was a deli, and it had been looted. And she just was looking to the camera and could not understand how this could happen in America. And Larry Parman, I think this has been percolating underneath the surface for a number of years. I remember when people would say we need to be tolerant and we need to be inclusive and coexist. It's like, well, America is the great place where that's always happened. We've been this great melting pot where that has happened. But then as we've gotten into the Donald Trump presidency, many of those people that were opining about that actually have tried to shut down other people's voices. And so it wasn't so much about coexisting. It wasn't so much about inclusivity. It wasn't about tolerance. It was about tapping down other people's voices. And Donald Trump has brought clarity, I think, to a number of these issues that I couldn't put my finger on, Larry Parman.
Well, he has, you make great points, a number of great points. But he has certainly unmasked the role of the media in contributing to this. And that's been somewhat frightening, because where do we now go for unbiased real news? So, you know, the other day, I'm going to bring an elephant into the room here and we'll see what happens. So the other day, I went back and I read Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech in August of 1963. I can't believe it was that long ago. And many of the points that he made in that speech are still true today. And we have issues today. And for any of us to deny that would create an image of someone with their head in the sand. That said, we've spent trillions of dollars and we've opened our minds to new possibilities, and I think we've made some progress. Are we where we need to be? Nope. Have we made progress? I think so, and you can see it by a number of statistical measures regarding how people of all colors have done over the past 50 years. But one thing struck me when he said that people should be my children, my four children, should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character. And I just thought to myself, what would he have to say to people who are masking up in the middle of the night and going out and destroying that woman's deli, who had no dog in this hunt other than trying to make a livelihood in her system because of the love she had for her children and her motivation for doing that and achieving something meaningful in her life? My guess is, by some standards, some of this behavior would be very disappointing to him.
Well, totally agreed on that. And it is astounding. I think people forget what an amazing country. When President Obama was elected, I know that many people looked to that election with great hope. And what an amazing thing that here in America, this was the first black president. And what an amazing thing. People looked to that for hope and to bring us together. But instead, he divided us. And much of the progress that I felt that we had made, we stepped back during the Obama presidency. Larry, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, this is my experience. And so if it's my experience, I guess it's my truth. And maybe others shared it. But when I would have policy debates with people on the other side, if I disagreed with an Obama policy, I was labeled a racist. And I got tired of that. I said, talk to me and let's have a conversation on the merits of the issue. Don't put a label on me. I'm not putting a label on you. So I think the seeds of the actions that you're seeing now were sown far before Donald Trump. Now we're seeing them expressed.
How do we address this problem then, Larry Parman? I think the first thing that we do is we vote today. Because if, in fact, we put in place elected representatives who have the ideology of division and destruction, we've got a lot of problems. We need to start to move to elect representatives that want to make sure that the American dream is a possibility for each and every person. And that seems like one of the first things that we need to do today is to vote for the American dream, Larry Parman.
Well, I didn't know, we didn't talk about where this conversation might lead, but isn't it an interesting paradox that as we've sought a more perfect country, where when we look at another person, we see no color. Now, in fact, we're asked to evaluate everything in terms of color as a means of solving the problem. And I'm not sure that brings us any closer to unification. I mean, you are correct. We need to create an environment where people can achieve and people have doors open to them. Well, I've had some very interesting, I mean, in fact, the CEO of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs is an African American. And when Jonathan and I work together, there is no color. There's just a human being and there's performance. And we're either getting it done or we're not. And if we're not getting it done, we don't look at one another and say, well, we didn't get that done because you're white.
Exactly. And that is something that I think is extremely dangerous as we're headed in. And Donald Trump, again, he is shedding light on this. And it seems to me like the bottom of the rung right now in America is to be a straight white male because of all of the identity politics that is going on right now, Larry Parman.
Oh, no doubt about it. So here's, I mean, I happen to think, you know, in my volunteer work as chairman of this great organization, I happen to believe that school choice, for example, is maybe at the top of all the issues that impact the most American families. And I just find it remarkable that at a time when so many families of color want to get their kids out of a failing public school system in virtually every country in the union, it's failing, and we're not delivering on our promise to our children. We're not preparing them for whatever their next step might be. But people continue to vote for politicians that keep their kids locked into these failing inner city schools. And boy, that 2+2 doesn't equal 4 to me.
Totally.
Because
choice
is such a powerful, powerful concept. The education system's not going to reform from the inside by itself. It's just it's a monopoly run by a monopoly, totally controlled by the unions. It's not going to reform. So choice, i.e. competition, will be the catalyst to make that happen. Now, here's something your listeners should think about. When Barack Obama was president of the United States, there was a strong charter school system emerging in Washington, D.C. A lady named Michelle Reed was brought in to direct that program. There were tens of thousands of people lined up to get in those charter schools. And it would be interesting if your listeners would go back and see who shut that program down.
And kept those kids in failing schools. Larry Parman, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's Election Day, and wanted to get Larry Parman's thoughts on that. He is the chairman of the board of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool, located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, is a family-owned business. They are a valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. They have a wide range of products there, whether or not you are a collector or if you are military personnel, a sportsman, you need some new knives for your kitchen. I just recently have been to a few weddings and have given some beautiful knife sets there and just got the nicest thank you note back from one of the brides. And Castlegate Knife and Tool is a place to start to think about your holiday gift buying as well. Go to castlegate.com for more information. That's castlegate.com. We will be right back with Larry Parman.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Larry Parman. He's the former Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce, former Oklahoma Secretary of State, and he's chairman of the board of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. And Larry, one of the projects that the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs is focused on is protecting the Electoral College. And out here in Colorado, we have a question on the ballot on whether or not we are going to give Coloradans' voices and their vote to the big population centers, which is called the National Popular Vote. And that basically we'd be giving up our vote and our voices, or whether or not we will protect that. And that is protecting the Electoral College. We've had Trent England on several times to talk about that. Why is this one of the focuses of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs?
Well, first of all, again, thank you for letting me share a few thoughts this morning. And I want to say to the to your listeners and to the people throughout Colorado, you know, a lot of thoughts and prayers for people who have been harmed because of the wildfires that are taking place in your beautiful state. And, you know, we pray for quick recovery and the healing of those forests. And, you know, we've all driven up and down I-70 to see the damage that can be caused from time to time. So I just wanted to mention that and let you guys know that we pay attention, you know, out here in the heartland, and we regret we're having to endure that. But I wanted to make that clear. So in Colorado, Colorado passed, legislature passed a law signed by the governor to basically participate in a direct vote system. And that vote was subject to a ballot measure that's on the ballot today in Colorado, Prop 113, I believe. And so if passed, what that will do is it will make Colorado, I think, the 16th or 17th state that basically is voting to do away with the Electoral College. Now, I cannot begin to duplicate Trent Eaglin's expertise because he's the executive director of this and knows far more about this than I do. But I think in terms of, you know, maybe people who are thinking about this and who have not cast their vote, I encourage you to vote no on the proposition simply because the Electoral College was one of a multitude of checks and balances that our framers put in place to be sure that no one source of government had the ability to exercise too much dominion and control over individuals. We have a system called federalism, for example, that's a balance between federal power and state power, expressed in the Constitution in the Enumerated Powers Clause, granting the federal government specific powers, leaving all the rest to the states. We have the checks and balances of the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. All those are checks and balances, the president, the Senate, the House. Then we have all of the balance is set up, between the states and the federal government. The Electoral College is one of those. And it basically says that rather than a direct vote, boy, this is an interesting conversation in some of the Federalist Papers between Madison and Jefferson and the framers. And they decided that so all states would have the opportunity to express their preferences for a president based on what was going on within their state and how those individual citizens within that state felt about the policies of the person running for office, that they would nominate electors, if you will, to cast the vote based on who carried the state, who achieved the majority vote in the state. And that system has worked beautifully. It's been tweaked a couple of times, off and on, but never to the point where we've had a direct vote. And so to your point earlier, a direct popular vote is going to skew things tremendously. I doubt that a presidential candidate would ever visit Colorado or Oklahoma if we had a direct vote of the people. They would spend all their time, you know, going to where the people are. L.A. County, New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, etc. So it's a big deal. And people should vote no, because it is part of a balanced system that protects individual liberty. And we've got enough assaults on individual liberty as it is right now. And we don't need this one to fall.
And the framers did put into the Constitution the ability to change the Constitution. If people wanted to change it, there is a method, and that's by amendment. And this, I find, highly unconstitutional, what these folks are trying to do to get rid of the Electoral College, which is, in essence, taking away Coloradans' vote and their voices and giving it, as you mentioned, to the large population centers. And those large population centers aren't doing so well right now. And I don't really think that I want them to have my vote and my voice on that, Larry Parman. Larry, we've got about 3 minutes left. It is Election Day 2020. What is the message that you would like people to think about today as we're going to the ballot box?
Well, I think people should start to think clearly about what it is these two candidates stand for and what their articulated policies represent. I mean, I think, for example, if a vote for Joe Biden is going to be an all-out lurch to the left, because Joe Biden will just be a president in name only, and his cabinet will be comprised of people like, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but AOC, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and so forth.
And they all have far left policies that is not good for everyday people.
Well, the whole balance of our system was to eliminate extremism and to kind of draw everybody toward the center. So it will be a lurch to the left. It'll be many more taxes, regulation, destruction of individual liberty, more government control over your life. Trump, on the other hand, will continue to move toward what we've seen him do. You know, his focus is going to be to put people to work and bring jobs back to America. And, you know, we're going through a stage in the long scope of our history where it's needed. You know, we've been a globalist long enough, and we've taken care of a lot of other people around the world. It's time for us to start taking care of ourselves.
And you are totally correct, Larry Parman. The choice is so clear. And when you mention we've taken care of people throughout the world, we've fought tyranny, we've stood against evil. And when America does well, people across the globe do well also. And if you look at what has happened to poverty throughout the world, another one of the great things is affordable, reliable, and efficient energy, which Oklahoma is all about as well with the oil and gas industry. Those are the things that bring people out of poverty. And Larry Parman, I just really appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing your perspective on the election today, and also for the amazing work that you're doing through the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs regarding protecting the Electoral College. Thank you for joining me today.
Kim, it's been my pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much. And my friends, today, make sure that you vote. Make sure that your loved ones vote as well. We are recommending a Republican vote up and down the ticket. If people have questions about filling out their ballots, they can go to my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Rick Turnquest and I went through all 11 of the issues that are on the ballot and make the case. We make a recommendation on each of those. We also named the cruel 17 Democrats that voted to let people die alone. And recommend that you vote for their compassionate and challengers on that. My friends, today it is so important for our country, and pray. So today our quote for the day is from the Bible, John 8:32. It says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So my friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my